People of the Passion, Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Carrie Vo.
Better than we dare to hope. Thursday, March 14th, 2019. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 through 39. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I love the conversation between Martha and Jesus that's recorded in John chapter 11, the day he comes to her home late after her brother has already died. It starts with what sounds like blame. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Yet Martha can't resist adding a hint for a favor so outrageous she won't ask it directly. She says, "Even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus is no fool. He knows what she's asking, and he responds directly, "Your brother will rise again." Careful, cautious Martha isn't sure what she's hearing. "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." "Is that what you mean, Jesus? Are you just offering me a religious platitude about hope in a distant future, far, far away? Or are you offering me something real and firm right now?" Martha is afraid of hope, and yet she does hope. She's afraid to ask for what she wants, and yet she asks, though indirectly. Martha is just like us, isn't she? We have our hopes and worries. We have our fears and doubts. And we approach God, hoping, praying, nervous perhaps about asking it all. Jesus settles Martha's concern directly. "It doesn't matter whether the resurrection is today or in the far distant future," Jesus says. "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. The resurrection from the dead is a person who is right here walking and talking to you. It is not a distant hope. It is as close as Jesus himself. Philippians chapter 1, verse 23 promises that those who have died in the Lord are with Christ right now. They are not lost or far away. They are living even now in the care of the one who rose from the dead himself. See Luke chapter 20, verse 38. Our shepherd Jesus knows the way through death. None of his people will be left behind in death. He has promised to share his victory and life with us all. We pray. Lord, help us to hope in you when we face death. Amen.